WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter here, back with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today we're diving into something super crucial, prioritizing your time for success and happiness. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail? Running from one thing to the next? You're juggling work, relationships, errands, hobbies, maybe even a side hustle or two, and somewhere between all that, you're losing sight of what truly matters. Listen, I get it. We live in a world where busy is practically a badge of honor. But here's the thing. Being constantly busy doesn't automatically equate to being successful or fulfilled. In fact, it can often lead to burnout, stress, and feeling like you're barely keeping your head above water. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we prioritize our time so that we can actually achieve what we want and feel genuinely happy? That's what we're tackling today. Get ready for some real talk, because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your game. First things first, get crystal clear on your goals. What are you aiming for in life? It could be anything. Starting a business, finishing that novel, traveling the world, spending more quality time with loved ones, or simply feeling less stressed and more balanced. Once you know what you want, you can start allocating your time accordingly. Think of it like budgeting your money. Except, instead of dollars and cents, you're dealing with hours and minutes. Next up, learn to say no without guilt. This is a big one. It's so easy to get pulled in every direction by requests, commitments, and obligations that don't align with your goals. Saying no isn't selfish. It's about protecting your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters. Remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Start prioritizing yours. Third, ditch the multitasking myth. It's a productivity killer, I promise. Trying to juggle too many things at once actually reduces efficiency and increases errors. Instead, embrace single tasking. Focus on one thing at a time, give it your full attention, and then move on to the next task. You'll be amazed at how much more you can accomplish when you're fully present in each moment. Now, let's talk about scheduling. This isn't just for meetings and appointments. It's about carving out time for everything that matters. Work, hobbies, exercise, relaxation, social connections, even some good old-fashioned me time. Treat these blocks of time like sacred appointments you wouldn't miss for anything. Finally, and this is a game changer. Build in buffer time. Life is unpredictable. Things come up. Plans change. That's just the way it goes. But by leaving some wiggle room in your schedule, you can handle unexpected events without completely derailing your day. Think of it like a safety net that prevents you from feeling overwhelmed and stressed when things don't go exactly as planned. You know those days where you feel like you're drowning in emails, to-dos, and obligations? Imagine waking up with a clear plan, knowing exactly how you'll spend your day, and feeling energized instead of drained. You have time blocked for important tasks, some fun activities you enjoy, and even time to relax and recharge. That's the power of prioritizing your time. It creates space for success, happiness, and a sense of control over your life. All right, here's the recap. We talked about getting clear on your goals, learning to say no, ditching multitasking, scheduling everything that matters, and building in buffer time. It's not magic, but it's seriously transformative. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today and watch your productivity soar while your happiness levels skyrocket. Remember, your time is precious. Invest it wisely. Share this episode with a friend who could use some time management wisdom, and let me know in the comments how you're prioritizing your time for success and happiness. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.